Hello there, and welcome to the Psychology Report. I'm pleased to note that we are now over 20,000 hits or listenings to this program over the past 5 months. So we have a growing audience, if you will, that's tuning in regularly and periodically to hear our comments on the Psychology Report. You know, tonight I'd like to address a very important issue, particularly for professionals and for those that work high-pressure jobs and those that have high demands on them in their employment and long hours. In other words, for the people who are more prone to burnout, this is particularly important to you. People who need refreshment, need to have their batteries recharged. This is a program particularly, you know, for you. That represents a lot of people in our community, in our country. You know, these are pastors, physicians, attorneys, accountants, bookkeepers, psychologists, therapists of all kinds, counselors of all kinds, dentists, all kinds of people who work in very high demanding jobs, all our responders of police and fire and so on. So we have to take our hats off to these people and say, you know, when they really commit and work hard and long hours, they're not only doing a service to the community, but they're doing it at great toll on themselves and their own families. And that's the important thing to note. It does take a toll on family. It does take a toll on oneself and one's health, but it need not. In other words, there are things you can do to minimize the negative impact of long hours of hard concentrated work, of demanding schedules, of risky assignments, and so on in the course of your employment. So many of the things I'm going to mention I've done and do just as a way of refreshing myself. It's like hitting the refresh button. It's kind of like going back and starting over in a new, refreshed kind of way so that you can be effective and productive in your employment and in your career and in the occupation that you serve people through. Now, here's the deal. What are some of the things that you can do? What are some of the things I've done over the years to make sure that I keep myself refreshed and keep myself in a positive vein and able to sustain energy and focus my attention and serve the people that I serve on a day-to-day basis? So what about you? Well, here are some of the things that are important. If you're in one of these situations where you're in a burnout or you're at risk or you're in a threatening situation personally, and your health is at risk, or your productivity is at risk, or your family is at risk, here's some of the things you can do. Number one, meditate and reflect. Get away to a silent place and just meditate, just think, just reflect on your life and what you're doing, the purpose in life, the assignments you have, the importance of them, why you're in the business you're in, why you're doing what you're doing. You know, Jonathan Edwards, whom I've studied considerably, lived in the 1700s, regularly took a walk down to the river and walked along the banks of the river and just sat there, read his Bible, prayed, viewed the environment, studied nature, and after an hour, two or three, came back refreshed. Well, you do the same thing. Find a place you can go. Sit and reflect. Sit and meditate. However you do it, do it in a way that brings strength and the renewal of creativity in your life. Number two, listen to inspiring music. You know, there's music for everything. There's music that depresses us. There's music that enhances us. There's music that brings enjoyment to us. There's melancholy music. There's all kinds of music. There's music that frustrates us and agitate us. That's true. But find the music that you like and that's inspiring to you and listen to it. Just Close your eyes, sit back, and just listen to that kind of music. Whether you're in your car, or you're at home, or in the office, or wherever it is, periodically, just sit back and listen to the music that refreshes you. And maybe it'll take you a half hour. Maybe you need a whole hour of it. But just let yourself go. A lot of people listen to symphonies that way. They take an hour and just kind of sit back and listen to a symphony and gain great strength, you know, from that. Here's another thing you can do. Here's a third point. Reflect on the individuals who are persons of strength and encouragement to you. Call them up. Go see them. Visit them. Plan to do something with them. Arrange a coffee time. Arrange a lunch. You know, maybe you haven't done that enough. There are people in your life that encourage you. Make sure that those people are in your life, periodically anyway, and you do things with them, because that gives you renewed strength and renewed creativity when you're with people who have a positive impact on you. Some of those you haven't seen maybe for a long time. Well, that's not good. Connect with them. Engage with them. Okay? What about a day of retreat? What about a day? Get up in the morning, get in the car, and go somewhere. Whether you go with your wife or your family, or just go alone. Or your spouse. Go somewhere. I've done that. You know, a lot of people go up in the mountains and spend a day. Just find a place where they can feel comfortable and safe and just reflect. It's kind of like a little retreat. Take things to read. Take things to listen to. Maybe some small little projects that you can work on. Just kind of do it in a non-threatening and non-pressurized kind of way, where there is just safety of time and ease of time. And whether it takes you an hour to just relax or it takes you 5 hours, but go somewhere that's refreshing and that's relaxing to you. And a lake, a stream, a mountain, out in the country, who knows where that might be. But you find your place and just find yourself there in a state of relaxation and relax your mind, because you need to have that at working at full power when you're on the job. Okay? Now, here's another point. You often will live, many of you will live near universities, libraries, art museums, and various kinds of institutions like that. Make use of those. Maybe spend a day in your university library. Maybe take a day and just go to the art museum, and or maybe two or three art museums. You just get your mind into a different track and into a different way of thinking and enjoy things that are not part of your usual day. But schedule some time to make use of the libraries, make use of the universities and colleges that are near you. And maybe make arrangements to go talk to one of the professors that you know or you've heard about or that you admire their work or read their book or whatever. Just stop by their office and say hello. But make use of the universities near you. That's a whole different environment, a whole different mindset. And bring you back to your college days a little bit. Okay? Now, here's another one. Enjoy brainstorming. You know, get some project, get some topic, and just brainstorm all the ways you can solve that problem, all the ways that that problem could be exploited, all the ways that that money could be spent, all the ways that you could save money. Get ideas, write them out, make a list, organize your thoughts, but just get yourself into some kind of a brainstorming mode and just stretch your brain a little bit and figure out all the ways that you can solve a problem. How would you solve the immigration problem? How would you solve our economic problem of our country? How would you solve the problems of the press that goes on between the president and the press? I mean, take a problem, whatever problem. Take a problem in your own personal life. Take a problem that you've heard about, somebody else's problem, and just think of all the ways that that problem could be resolved or could be helped along by the ideas that you come up with. So brainstorm a little bit. Just get into a whole different world. That's the idea. And then make sure that you just Get yourself into a diverse group of people. Find somebody that you can spend a day with, or find somebody that maybe you could go to have lunch with, maybe 4, 5, 10 times over the next year. But that person should be outside your field of work. If you're a dentist, don't go with another dentist. You know, go with a welder. You know, go with a school teacher. You know, go with somebody who's an entirely different field of yours. Because your conversation will be rich. Your conversation will be encouraging, refreshing. You should spend time with people outside of your own profession. And the more you find somebody who's different from yourself, the better. I've done that over the years. So obviously you have time with people in your own profession. That's good. That's fine. But make sure you spend some time with people who are different from yourself, who spend a different day than you do, have different problems than you do, have different ways of thinking than you do, have different ways of solving problems than you do, having different contexts, just whole different way of life than yours. Spend time with a person like that, and you'll come away refreshed after having had a lunch or having a coffee or just taking a walk with a person like that. So, in other words, refresh yourself. Let yourself become part of a renewed energy, a renewed creativity level, a renewed level of productivity, a renewed way of thinking, a different way of thinking. Problems that are different from what you usually deal with in your life. You'll be refreshed. You'll be happy. You'll be energized. Your health will be improved. Your happiness will be improved. Your marriage will be improved. Your work will be improved. Your health will be improved. You say, those are things which are healthy. Those are things which are stimulating. Those are things which open up new vistas for us. And take advantage of that, would you? So here you are, burning out, dredging it out day upon day, hour upon hour, and many of you people work 40, 50, 60 hours a week. But no break, no vacation. And when it comes to vacation, I advocate that you take 4 or 5 small vacations of maybe 3 or 4 days, and then just spread them out over the course of the year rather than one long vacation. Many, many people cannot take a week or two at one time. Their job just does not allow for that. But they can take several small mini vacations. So figure that out. Maybe put that into your schedule. But do something to refresh yourself. Do something to reverse the burnout. And enjoy your life and enjoy what you're doing so that you do it well and you do it above board and above average. Okay? Now I've been talking to professionals. Let me just give you a little piece of advice. If you need a dentist, Dr. Chris Wong, W-O-N-G, of the Cedar Dental Group. His office is on Cedar Avenue and Alluvial in Fresno. So you need a dentist, give that office a call. They'll be pleasant, they'll work with you, and I think you'll tend to like what you get there. So there's a great professional for you. Personality plus. An enjoyable office, and very nice people, you know, to work with. So, if that happens to be one of your needs, a dental office, Dr. Chris Wong on Cedar and Alluvial. It's the Cedar Dental Office, okay? Well, nice to have you with me, and don't forget my website, booksbyhedberg.com. Pick a book out and get reading, okay? Bye-bye.